The Minig Yisrael is to read Megillus Rus on Shavuos. And there's many different opinions on what is the connection between reading the Book of Rus and the Yontov of Shavuos that they discuss the harvest season or, as we'll see, the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, that even though Minat Torah really, well, Yovu Amonu Mahavi Bekal Hashem, and David was a descendant of Rus, Amoavia, based on Torah Shabbat, David could be king. That's why there was all Dishanta of Hashem and Rosh. There was a dispute, people claiming he wasn't allowed to, what, he might not have been Jewish, forget about being king. So there's a whole, that we see, especially on the Yontov of Shavuos, the one, and that's why specifically on Shavuos, it doesn't give us a date, it just tells us to count the 49 days of Svira, because, and it specifically leaves it vague, Mimacharas HaShabbos, which could be interpreted, if you want, to be like Shabbos Sunday as opposed to Pesach. So it's very vague in the Torah Shabbat. And since Shavuos is the Yontov of Kabbalah Sato, we want to make it clear, you only know when Shavuos is if you follow the Torah Shabbat Peh. So therefore, we read Megillus Rus on Shavuos to teach us the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. And the same way we find, that's how the Torah begins and the Torah ends. The Torah begins, Bereishis Bara Elokim, that God created, that really, literally, the beginning created God. So if you look at the first pasuk, it looks like heresy. What do you mean, the beginning created God? So Rashi goes, there are four different levels of interpretation. Pardes, pshat, the simple pshat, literal, remez, an allusion, drush, like giving a drush on the pasuk, deriving from the Pasuk, and Sod, Kabbalah. So really there are four different levels. You would think when you're beginning the Torah, it's like when you're beginning a building, you start with the basics and then move yourself up. So at least give me a Pasuk that you can understand literally. Torah specifically starts with the Pasuk of Darshini to tell me, don't think for a minute you can understand the Torah Shabbat without the Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's the same message we find at the end of the Torah. Moshe breaking the luchas in front of Klai Yisrael. So what's the breaking of the luchas represent? Luchas to represent is that Gemara tells us in Shabbos, one of the things that Moshe did on his own and God agreed to, Yashel kochacha sheshibarta. Moshe, breaking the luchas on his own. And therefore, it shows the koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. Moshe posev midaito. Do you begin the Torah with Torah Shabbat Peh, you end the Torah. And in fact, that's how Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that the famous Rashi on the Pasuk, Yom Hashishi, what's the Hey Yidia? So Rashi quotes the Chazal, it's an allusion to thousands later that when they accepted the Torah in Har Sinai, that the world is connected to the Kabbalah, they're accepting it. If you accept the Torah, good. If not, here would be your burial spot. So, the Kshayel is, the Torah wasn't given on Vav Sivan. It was given on Zion Sivan. So, how come the world, why come we didn't go back to Tolu Lot? Rav Yaakov says, to teach us the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's the Yisod here by Shavuos. Shavuos says we specifically don't give a date. To begin, we don't know when to begin, Mimacharas HaShabbos, and it doesn't give me a date when Shavuos is. In fact, the Gemara says, Pamim Hei, Pamim Vayim, but it doesn't give us a day, because the only way to know, and you could be confused with Makaras HaShabbos and Makaras HaPesach, the only way you could celebrate Shavuos is if you follow Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's the Yisod here. We read Megillus Rus on Shavuos to glorify this fact that based on Torah Shabbat Ksav, David wouldn't have been Jewish. Forget about becoming the Melech Yisrael where the Mashiach will come. But based on an oral tradition, Lo Yovu Amoni Mahavi Bekal Hashem only applies to male and not female. Hence, we want to emphasize the importance of Torah Shabbat Peh together with the Torah Shabbat Ksav. Hence, reiterated by reading Megillas Rus on the Yontov of Shavuos, which is the Yontov of Matan Torah.